A sculpture artist from Wisconsin uses a medium that you would likely find in a recycling bin, corrugated cardboard. At first glance, these cardboard sculptures could look like wood carvings. Artist Warren King transforms cardboard into life-sized works that explore belonging and reconnecting with his family's Chinese-American heritage. His figures express emotion and reveal stories of his Chinese ancestry. His work has been shown in New York, Italy, and Finland. A current display at the Linden Sculpture Garden in Milwaukee is titled Warren King Homecoming. He joins us to talk more about his sculptures and his Wisconsin roots. Warren, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Your journey with cardboard started in part by building these superhero masks and Halloween costumes for your boys. When did you realize that cardboard could be an artistic medium to tell these deeper stories?
Oh, well, I mean, I started using cardboard way before that realization. I didn't really think of it as an art material or myself as an artist until, I would say, years after I was seriously making figures for a long time. Right from the beginning, I used it mostly out of convenience. We traveled around a lot, moved around as a family. So we had moving boxes. We did a lot of shipping, you know, as everyone does. So when the kids were young, we just look for free stuff, easy stuff to use around the house to make stuff. Cardboard was it. It was very a nice material. I'm kind of like a carpenter at heart, even though I don't work with wood. But I like studying the material. It has a character to it. It has a feel to it. And, you know, I think I'm still, to this day, still exploring what cardboard can do.
Can you talk a little bit about your process of taking this piece of cardboard and creating a beautiful piece of art out of it?
Yeah, sure. You know, one thing about my background is I come from a very techie background. I had many years of engineering, and then I was in software for a long time. Now that I'm doing art, I don't want any of that in my art. So when I start off my practice, when I start off a piece, it's really with no technology at all. I don't even do many sketches, to be honest. I look at some photos of people. I look at gestures and faces and expressions. And if something resonates with me, then that's really how I start. You just dive into it. I find some cardboard and I start playing around with the cardboard and using the glue gun and putting it together. And there's a lot of back and forth there. But it's really, I try to do as little advanced planning as possible in the beginning, actually. And I'm trying to embrace a little bit of improvisation and intuition into my process.
Is cardboard forgiving? Do you have do-overs?
That's a great question. It is not forgiving, but that is one of the reasons that I like it. I am definitely one of these people who enjoys limitations, actually. You know, I always give this example is, you know, if you give me a crayon set with like the 100 colors, I get locked up. I don't know what to do with it. There's too many options. But if you give me just like one or two colors and tell me to go do something with it, then that kind of gets me excited. And it's the same thing with cardboard. The cardboard itself by itself already has limitations with how you can work with it. But on top of that, I actually impose additional limitations of my own. If you look at cardboard, you know that it has kind of a grain to it.
Yes.
The corrugations run a certain direction. So one of the main rules that I have for myself is I only bend the cardboard along the grain. So what that does is it gives a nice smooth curve instead of like wrinkled edges, right? I never mash the cardboard. I never soften it. I just try to keep it as cardboard-like as possible. But if I have those limitations, then I have a very limited palette of shapes that I have access to. Hmm. So that's really where the planar geometric look of my sculptures comes from, is from the limitations that I put on myself.
Can you describe one of your pieces for someone who's never seen it? Maybe it's a piece you come back to again and again because it just speaks to you or you really appreciate its message. Can you describe it?
Yeah. You know, I'm sitting in my studio right now and I am looking at the very first sculpture that I ever made. And it was, 10, 12 years ago. At the time, I was on sabbatical from my software job, and I was making stuff for my kids, but I never made stuff on my own. Until one day, my son asked me, "Dad, why don't you make something for yourself?" So that had actually never occurred to me. I thought that was a great idea. So I decided to make a human figure, because to me, that just seemed like the hardest thing that you could possibly do. It was really just a challenge of it. But I ended up making a figure based on a relative. And, in the process of making that, I just discovered so much about not just technically how to work with cardboard, but what an artist can get out of the process of creating these things. It turned out to be a very intimate process, right? I got to know this relative in ways that I was never able to before. And that just kind of lit something new within me. And that's the piece that kind of kicked off the whole thing.
And you sculpt these people and they have different facial expressions. You can see so many, a range of emotions. And I'm thinking about how you probably have hours, maybe years to construct pieces that you spend with these pieces. And you think about your life within the Chinese American community and the message you want your sculptures to send, the emotions you want them to tap into. Mm-hmm. What have you discovered in that time of building these pieces for this exhibition Homecoming?
Well, it's an ongoing journey of discovery, to be honest, because by nature, I'm kind of I'm very introverted, shy. I don't approach people, especially strangers, very easily in the real world. But when I make figurative sculptures, when I do portraits of people, it brings me closer to them in a way that maybe I can't get in real life. Right. I really just enjoy studying their features, studying little hand gestures, their postures, their stance, and getting a sense of that person in a way that maybe is not natural for me in real life, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. So, that's been sort of the ongoing thing for me.
We're talking with Warren King, a Wisconsin-born artist who transforms cardboard into these life-size sculptures, many of which represent his family and the Chinese-American experience. One of the sculptures is of your grandmother. It's called The Road Leads Home. How does this particular sculpture represent her?
That piece is very special to me. It's one piece in a series of pieces. There's maybe 10 or 12 pieces in that series that tells a story about growing up as a Chinese American in the Midwest. And that piece tells a story of my grandmother taking the very first steps, leaving China, which eventually led her to Wisconsin. So it's kind of like the beginning of our family's journey to America, really. The story behind it is one of my favorite stories. And I didn't learn about this until I was in my 30s or 40s. But it tells a story about my grandmother at a moment in her life that was very pivotal. It was during the war against the communists, the Chinese Civil War. She had just recently been married. She was in her early 20s. My grandfather was a pilot in the Air Force. Mm-hmm. And they had a young son, an infant. Well, my grandfather was stationed in another city a few hundred miles away. So my grandmother lived with her mother and her sister for a few months, but she decided that she couldn't take the separation. She had to rejoin my grandfather. So there was no easy way to get out there. What she did was she sold all of her belongings. She got some money from her mother, and she converted those into a few gold coins. And took those gold coins and sewed them into the lining of her clothes. The journey to my grandfather was on foot across country that was, war-torn and filled with bandits. And she believed that hiding the gold coins in her clothes would offer a little bit of protection. So she strapped her child to her back and basically set off. And that was the last that she ever saw of her mother and her sister. Never went home. And that was the beginning of many years of war that she described as the hardest period of her lifetime. So eventually, you know, she and my grandfather survived the war. They made it to Taiwan. And from there, they came to America. And so for me, living in Wisconsin, I see that moment as just very pivotal. It's the moment where my grandmother made a decision that ultimately led to this life that I have here in Wisconsin.
Thank you so much for sharing that story. What speaks to me is that infant on her back and the expression, maybe a bit of determination on her face, but that infant, how did it feel for you to create that aspect of the sculpture?
Well, I'm glad you picked up on that because that's the defining characteristic of my grandmother. Mm-hmm. She was, you know, she was a small statured woman, a tiny woman, but she was the most determined, stubborn, headstrong person that you would ever meet. So I'm glad that it came across in the sculpture. A lot of the pieces in that series at Linden are based on stories about my grandmother. And this is one thing about growing up in Wisconsin as a child of immigrants that I look back on and I wanted to bring forth in this series, which is when I was growing up there, my grandmother lived with us for many years. But I knew very little about her. She rarely talked about her past. She really rarely talked about her experiences. And me being someone who just wanted to blend in and just, you know, get along and get through high school, I never had the foresight to ask her about these things either. So I didn't know any of her stories until well after I left home and went to college and started a career. It wasn't until I was in my 30s that I had my first discussion with my grandmother about her past and her stories. And then it just sparked something. It all came out. And I've been on a mission to collect all those stories. So a lot of those pieces are based on experiences of my grandmother and different aspects of life, the life that she lived. But not just that, but the effect that those stories had on me as her grandson.
Which brings us to fatherhood. You have said that raising sons and being an artist are intertwined, they connect. Can you explain that and maybe give us a preview of where your art is headed?
Yeah, this is an area that I decided to focus on for my next series. And, you know, I think it particularly resonates with me because the time period, the 5 or 10 years that I was discovering myself as an artist were actually the same time period that I was raising my young kids. So they were 6, 10, 12 years old at the time. And so to me, they're so intertwined that they're really inseparable, right? And both have been transformational for me. I mean, just to give you an example of one, right? You know, with my long history of engineering and sciences, I've kind of been programmed to think a certain way, very methodical, very detail-oriented, and that's a very much a fundamental part of who I am. But when I was embarking on my artistic journey, then I had this idea that artists need to be intuitive, inspired, you know, prolific, and improvisational, right? And so I struggled with that a lot. And having kids, I was very much inspired by them because from the time that they could hold a glue gun, they were making things on their own.
Right? And you're always improvising, even as a parent as well.
Exactly, yes. And so just watching them be completely unencumbered, uninhibited in their creations. It was just so inspiring to me. And I emulated myself a lot in trying to replicate their, you know, their unencumbered creativity. So that's something that I learned from quite a bit.
Warren, thank you so much for joining us and for sharing your art.
Of course. Thank you so much.
Warren King is a New York-based sculpture artist. He transforms cardboard into life-sized works that explore belonging and his Chinese-American ancestry. King was born in Madison, raised in Muskego and Brookfield. His exhibit, Homecoming, is on display at the Linden Sculpture Garden in Milwaukee through November 15th.